Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. Well, I guess we'll get back on the field. The Yankees taking 2 out of 3 in Milwaukee there, and the offense exploding for a total of 30 runs in the final two games, scoring 15 runs apiece there. So the Yankees doing it the football way. So this wasn't the Giants versus the Green Bay Packers. No, this was the Yankees versus the Milwaukee Brewers. So we'll touch base with the team now. As you know, I know a couple of the past few episodes have kind of been some off the field stuff. Again, that's why you want to be a podcast subscriber, because the Fritz Peterson story, and then most recently the 100th birthday of Art Schalek, just kind of looking at his life there. So we'll get back on to the field with the team, where you know they've been sputtering a little bit with the offense, and obviously split a home series against Oakland 2-2, which you cannot do. I mean, it's like one of the worst teams in the league. You cannot split with Oakland at home there. And if you hear fans getting a little antsy, oh, you know, this is like the same Yankees from last year. They were struggling to score runs, and that's true. You know, the whole Houston sweep was an aberration, and you know it doesn't really count because Houston stinks. So really, what does that mean? All this stuff here, and which. You know, I felt like, all right, you know, relax a little bit. You figure the Yankees are going to come back to earth a little bit. But this is not like the Yankees of last year. And finally, the bats did break out, including some homers by Judge and Rizzo, who we've been kind of waiting on. So kind of dive into all that. Plus, there is a new Yankee there. So Yankees pick up Michael Tonkin from the Mets. And he's kind of bounced around a little bit so far, even though the 2024 season just kind of started. So introduce him as well and kind of get into all that stuff. So make sure you're a podcast subscriber. So if you want to get the on-the-field, off-the-field stuff, you got to be a podcast subscriber. So wherever you listen to this right now, Section 420 Talking Yankees, the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. And then, of course, you have the YouTube channel, Section 420 Talking Yankees, there as well. Get the visual version of the show there. Cover all the bases. So, as I mentioned, you know, the Yankees were, you know, got off to a great start to the season. The offense was looking fluid. You know, they weren't only relying on home runs. You were getting hits with men in scoring position. And mainly, I attribute a lot of that was to Volpe, as well as Oswaldo Cabrera, just getting singles and doubles with men on base, against something we didn't see last year from them. And, of course, with Soto, just kind of his influence on the entire lineup, just the way the Yankees were kind of grinding out at bats, seeing a lot of pitches. Everything was looking good. Then the offense hit a wall a little bit, and you got to figure this was going to happen because they got up to a great start. So, yes, you're going to come back to earth a little bit, so people had to expect that. You know, it wasn't a reason for people to start panicking. So, well, you know, the sweep in Houston didn't mean anything. Look, to come out any team like that, the start of the season in their ballpark, again, even though I know Houston's not having the typical Houston season, it's still the Houston Astros. And so it just meant something. There was something special with this Yankee. You could just tell just from that opening series in Houston that, yeah, there was something special with this team there. So, you know, people should have been giving up on them so quickly. And again, we're not even done with April yet, technically. We got a couple days left. And people so ready riding high, and then so ready to just throw them in the trash there just because they had a week or two where, all right, the offense was sputtering a little bit. Yeah, and it's a problem. But overall, this is not the offense of last season where it was just like, you know, peeling paint off the wall to score runs. I mean, it's not even close to that. And finally, then, you know, this weekend series against Milwaukee, where they really should have won the opening game. Again, this is where you could blame Boom a little bit for only going with Clay Holmes for one inning. This is the same thing happened with the Yankees in that final game in Cleveland. Clay Holmes pitched a ninth inning clean. The Yankees took a nice big lead in the 10th. And instead of going with Clay Holmes, who didn't throw a lot of pitches at all to come out for another inning to close it out, no, he went with Ferguson, and he just had absolutely nothing. The Yankees ended up blowing that game. And this was a similar situation on the Friday night game. The Yankees were down early, claw back, take a lead in the extras there. But unfortunately, the newest Yankee, Mike Tonkin, the Mets put him on waivers. The Yankees brought him in there. He's kind of a guy, he was just kind of been bounced around there because he's a physical specimen. I mean, he's 6'7". He's very lanky there. He's a right-handed, throws hard there. But again, he can't really seem to land the team. Sort of off the season with the Mets, ironically. Then was designated for assignment by them. Was picked up by Minnesota. They ended up designated for assignment, so the Mets picked him back up again. And then the Mets put him for assignment, and then of course Brian Cashman now picking him up. So this is like his third team this season. So Tonkin's, you know, kind of made the rounds a little bit, and he's 34 years old, so he's not a spring chicken. But it just seems like there's a lot there. People, you know, just feel that there's something there, at least worth taking a shot with him. But unfortunately, he would end up blowing the save in the first game there, and end up taking the loss in the 11th inning, and the Yankees losing there the Friday night game. But then come back, of course, Boone tweaks the lineup a little bit. You know, takes a couple of struggling players, such as like Rizzo, puts him further down the lineup, and actually brought Verdugo up as the cleanup hitter. And Verdugo would pay dividends, hitting a home run in the game. Judge also with a little excuse me home run, sort of a check swing on a breaking ball there. And the Yankee offense busts out scoring 15 runs, which is more than enough for Rendon, who turned in another good performance. And some of the bright spots of this Yankee season so far this season has been Rendon. Giving you good quality starts out each time and going a little deeper and deeper each time there. And even Nestor Cortes most recently, I know he took a loss in the Bronx, his first loss in Yankees at Yankee Stadium since 2022. But overall now, after a couple of, mediocre starts of the season, now you see him starting to settle down. He just hasn't really been getting any run support, but overall he's been throwing much better there. So hopefully he can just build up on that. And again, really the rest of the Yankee rotation, I know maybe Luis Gil had his first kind of, not too good start in Milwaukee. But overall he's been all good. And even in this final game, Stroman couldn't give you much length. But overall, the Yankee rotation has been okay. It's just that little bit of stretch here where the bats weren't able to get going. But again, it definitely got going in the Saturday game there, winning 15-3. And then, of course, bats busting out again. But it just took them a little bit longer to get it going in the Sunday game. The Yankees, did get a lead early thanks to Judge with another home run, his second home run in consecutive games. Milwaukee would come back, and including a home run with Jake Bauer with home run power. You may remember him from last season. Again, he's now with the Milwaukee Brewers. Tied the game 4-4, but then eventually the Yankee offense would tee off on the Milwaukee bullpen. Thanks to another home run by Anthony Rizzo, who again, just like Judge, hitting home runs on back-to-back tonight. And hopefully maybe him dropping down the lineup a little bit, maybe it was a bit of a wake-up call. Maybe it's just him just seeing different pitches now, being a little bit more focused. And then the Yankee offense was just able to really tack on some runs later on in the game, and they win easily, taking the final game 15-5. So again, getting 30 runs in the final two games. So, I don't say that the offense is cured, but just to go to show that once these guys get going, they could put up runs. So it's just, maybe it was just a bad week or so again. And that's going to happen many times during the season. So, have a little stretch like that. Just, relax. It is, again, this is not the offense of last season. And even in the Saturday game, Giancarlo Stanton as well, a worthy mention, also hitting a home run. Again, he's kind of cooled off a little bit after having, maybe had a week or two where he was kind of hot a little bit and then he cooled off. But hopefully his back could get going as well. So now the Yankees sitting at 19-10, so 9 games above 500. Good shape there. And then you remember this last season, Yankees struggled out of the gate and they were always like on the couple games in the 500. You figure they'll get going soon, and they never really got it going. But no, this team got off to a good start. Okay, stubbed their toe a little bit and it wasn't as bad as people made it seem to be. And now seem to be in a better direction right now as things move along and Cole keeps continuing to progress, as well as Jason Dominguez also progressing on his way. And if you get those two back somewhere in the middle of the season with this team the way it is right now, obviously it speaks for itself. So the Yankees after this will now move on, face the Baltimore Orioles, and this is kind of the test we've been waiting for. At the start, the start of the season, you would think Baltimore Orioles is one of the favorites of the AL East, and they won 101 games last season there. They seem to take a little step back this season, though. They didn't get as good a start. And, of course, they brought up their rookie phenom, Jackson Holliday, a couple of weeks ago. But, obviously, he's just been a disaster, so they actually had to send him down a couple of days ago. So the Yankees will miss Jackson Holliday. And, maybe that's good news, maybe it's bad news for the Yankees because if he was struggling, obviously you want him in the lineup. But, versus someone else is a little bit more competent. Now, Baltimore's sitting a couple of games less than the Yankees, so they're 17-10. So they have 2 games less than the Yankees there. So Yankees just 2 games better than them. But pretty much these teams, record-wise, evenly matched. But, of course, this is what you want to see. This is the showdown because, Baltimore, they were the AL East champions last season. Yankees finished in 4th. Now, obviously, if the Yankees want to go all the way this season or have a big year, obviously, you assume they want to be the AL East champ. So, this is a good first showdown, a little test of strength there in the Baltimore backyard. Now, again, the season, I gave you some of the stat casts. Projected the Yankees have 90, it was about 94, 95 wins and winning the AL East. There was another stat site, and this is again going off the top of my head, had the Yankees winning only like 88 games, but even though they won 88 games, still winning the AL East. So it seemed at least a lot of the projections were the Yankees going to win the AL East. Now, this was before we knew that Cole was going to go down for a couple of months. So, would those projections be a little bit different? Very likely, because again, it was assumed that Cole would be the Yankees pitcher to start the season. That's not the case. However, with that in mind, right now you would still say the Yankees probably look a little bit favored in the AL East. And of course, we'll wait until Garrett Cole comes back just to confirm that. And of course, he has to come back and pitch healthy for the Yankees. Another familiar face you're also seeing now recently back is Rob Marinaccio. Again, wasn't with this team to start the season, but a couple of guys getting hurt and up and down. And of course, Tommy Canley still struggling to get himself back, which doesn't seem that's ever going to happen again. And the Yankees are just trying to piece this all together. Of course, big loss there with Loaizaga. So just Yankees are going to be shuffling a lot of arms in and out here. And then you might get someone like Dennis Santana. You ride him a little bit, then he gets cold, and you bring Ian Hamilton a little bit. You ride him a little bit, maybe he gets cold. And so you just got to nitpick. So, you know, this is probably what Cashman's going to have to do for a while until they get a stable bullpen and maybe make some more moves by the trade deadline. So that's the episode. The Yankees kind of maybe right the ship a little bit. You have a big offensive explosion there in Milwaukee. I don't say they're totally over their cures there, but again, this is the reason to show that don't panic. You know, if you have a week or two, he's not scoring runs. But overall, this Yankee offense is more dynamic, more fluid than last season. And even Gleyber Torres maybe getting the bat going finally because, you know, he was really a little bit on life support there. But, you know, a big hit also in the Saturday game. There were bases loaded there. So if you get him going along, that's pretty good. And this, you know, this maybe gets Judge to finally start waking up because really Judge has been the one that you think really been the biggest surprise. This, you know, he's getting an occasional home run, but hitting like 200 there, but he's starting to hit the ball a little bit better now. So you get him going, Soto's been fine, and then I think all the other pieces fall into place there. You know, even with Volpe with a home run, he just continues to pick it up a little bit after, again, maybe having a couple games where he kind of spurred a little bit. But overall, I think, you know, the offense will be fine. So then a lock horns in Baltimore, and we'll see how it goes. Catch you next time.